It's time for the online edition of the longest-running local rock show on the Jersey Shore. This is 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. And here's your host, Tom Hanley.
Welcome to 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. I'm Tom Hanley. Each week we bring a list of music and interviews from the bands of New Jersey rock. Coming up, we'll talk with Matt Weisfeld, the owner-operator of BPI Industries. They normally produce high-end turntables right here in New Jersey. But in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, they've switched up their manufacturing to produce hand sanitizer free of charge to first responders, medical staff, and anyone who needs it. We'll also check in with Asbury Park's Chris Brown about this Saturday's At Home Festival. It's a streaming event to benefit Asbury Park Dinner Table, and it features over 15 local artists. We'll rock tracks from a few of them. But first, let's kick things off with a debut single from Nick Ryan and the Mess. It dropped on Friday and is available now on all streaming platforms. Here's Waiting on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
I must be dreaming again. As she blows it, all she says, never can work out that well. My life just ain't a fairy tale. Chasing that silver line, keeps getting further and further every time. Red, red lights looking for a life. Someday love will come with no price. Happily ever never comes around. Ties are too used to rocky ground. She's waiting.
Jersey Rock Podcast. Keep an eye out for a music video for that track coming soon, and listen to it now on all streaming platforms. Joining us over the phone is Matt Weisfeld, owner-operator of VPI Industries. Matt, thanks for calling in.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Tom. It's good to be here.
Hell yeah, dude. You know, you're someone that at a certain point I wanted to have on this show just because of what you do on the audio end. VPI has been making super high-end, amazing turntables for a very long time, and we are in the age of vinyl right now. But that's actually not the reason you're on the show. You guys are doing something really, really cool. You've literally taken your turntable industry, and you're now manufacturing hand sanitizer to help with this pandemic. Tell us about that.
Yeah, no, that's right, Tom. I mean, we looked at the whole situation, and we were fortunate enough to be able to keep our doors open in the middle of this whole crisis. And then that's when I was just like, well, this is crazy, guys. We can't be sitting here making turntables and while people are suffering and not having the material and support they need. And so about a week ago, I just did a poll out there asking, hey, guys, do we need hand sanitizer? And I was just blown away because everyone's like, yeah, I can't get it. I don't know how. People are price gouging. So I did my own little research on there and found that you just can't get it right now. And so besides making turntables, we also make record cleaning machines. With the record cleaning machines, there's cleaning fluid. And even though it's not the same, the concept is in the same paradigm of making a cleaning solution that is to sanitize and clean your records. So we looked at that. We looked at how to make sanitizer, and it wasn't too far off besides swapping some ingredients and whatnot. And that's when we kind of changed gears to have the team that works on the cleaning fluid and cleaning machines just go all out on making sanitizer.
I think that's that is so cool. And I know that you made a test batch. You yourself tried it out, correct?
Yes. When we made a batch about like 10 bottles or so, and I used it all week, and I have one with me all the time. And it's like when I go into Costco or the grocery store, and anytime I touch something, I take it out, put it on, and I'm good. And I actually feel better having it. And before this whole crisis, I never would keep sanitizer on me. And through it all, I feel better going out knowing that I could just take care of myself and stay safe wherever I am.
And now you're giving this to whoever needs it?
Yes, that's correct. We don't, to me, this isn't the time to make money or anything like that. I mean, it sickens me, the people that are doing price gouging. So we're offering it free of charge for anyone in the U.S. I mean, we'd love to ship it elsewhere, but I don't believe we can. And we're making it very clear that, hey, we're a turntable company first. We're just doing this to do our part. Don't ingest it. And, you know, so it's going to be free. We are going to more than likely charge for shipping for out there. But as far as the actual cost of it, especially like local companies or businesses in the New Jersey area, you just drop us a line at VPI Industries and we'll just hook you up with it.
I assume any hospitals, any EMTs, any grocery store workers you need, they can just hit you up and they can get some hand sanitizer.
Correct. Yes. Anyone who needs it, like our FedEx and UPS drivers who come to see us, local businesses around us, some of like the favorite places we like to eat, like this Greek restaurant, Evans, that we like to eat at. We're like, hey, here's some sanitizer. And, you know, and whether they use it or give it to their customers, we don't care. We just want to help mitigate the spreading of this disease.
I think that's so awesome. And when the dust settles and you guys get back to being able to manufacture turntables and everything like that, that'll be a great day. But right now, if someone is interested in checking out the other products you make over at VPI Industries, how can they do so?
Oh, they can check us out at vpiindustries.com. We also have a direct selling site, which actually, again, related to the current situation, we launched that to help our dealership because, unfortunately, a lot of retail stores are closed right now. And a lot of companies are suffering, so we're kind of shouldering the burden for them, where a customer can go to our other website, vpidirect.com, and order right from there. So that way, if they have a dealership, it's still they could support their dealership while still getting the product they need and being able to get whatever product they need for their high-end listening.
Matt Weisfeld, owner and operator of VPI Industries. Matt, thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks for having me, Tom.
And you're doing a great service to our community, to our state, to our nation with manufacturing hand sanitizer. So on behalf of everyone in the area, thank you for that.
You got it, Tom. Thanks for having me again.
Coming up, we'll talk with Chris Brown, one of the organizers of At Home Festival. It's a streaming event to benefit Asbury Park Dinner Table, which is helping people in need in the midst of this pandemic. It's happening on April 11th. And there's over 15 awesome local artists involved in this live streaming event. One of them is Doug Zambone of the Van Saters. And speaking of that, how about we rock the latest from the Van Saters? Here's Red and Blue on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
They say that everything would be how I always saw it. Stay in line and sing in key.
Rachel Anna Dopkin, and you're listening to Tom Hanley on 95.9, the Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
Just right every night, and I love the funny feeling that I get inside every time. We are not the types to sit and let a good thing pass by, and that's why I am yours and you are mine. And life has a way of leaving today the past where it should remain, and I go through it all if it meant I'd have you all.
Anna Dobkin with Always on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast. Check out our music now at RachelAnnaDobkin.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Joining us over the phone is Chris Brown, one of the organizers of At Home Fest. It's a live streaming event to benefit Asbury Park Dinner Table happening this Saturday, April 11th from 5 to 10:30 p.m. Chris, thanks for calling into the show.
Hey, how are you, Tom?
I'm doing good, man. How are you in the midst of everything the world is facing these days?
You know, hanging in, you know, trying to occupy my time as best I can, as everyone else is.
If you could say anything good is coming out of this, it's seeing people pulling together in many different ways, one of which is doing these live streaming events. And this one that you're doing with a number of other talented people is to raise money for a great cause. Tell us about Asbury Park Dinner Table live stream.
So basically, I came into the awareness of Asbury Park Dinner Table about like a week ago, week and a half, and it's just a conglomerate of local, you know, business owners, you know, people who love the town, who wanted to do something really good for people who are losing their jobs in this, you know, interim crisis, and thought it'd be a really good thing to like help support them. And my friend Sean Tobin reached out and was like, "Hey, let's do a live stream event to like help benefit them." And I was like, "Of course." Like, and so we got to work in the last like few days, and we got together, you know, a pretty awesome array of awesome friends and local talent to help support it.
Yeah, I'm looking at this lineup, over 15 musicians included. You've got Doug Zambone of the Van Saters, Zach Moyle of Lost in Society, Bobby Mahoney, Rachel Anna Dobkin, Sean Tobin, yourself, and so many more. Are you setting this up through like Zoom, or how is this going to work?
So I think we're going to stream it through a Facebook page, through the event itself, At Home Festival via Facebook. But I think we're going to try and organize a way that we can all stream into that same site simultaneously, so that we'll also not have an overlap of drag where like artists will be finishing while others are launching. So we're working on like that streaming concept at the moment.
Cool. We'll have the link up on the Jersey Rock page, on the podcast page. So anyone who's listening to this podcast, just look down, you'll find the link there. So how could someone donate to help Asbury Park Dinner Table?
So basically they have a PayPal. I don't recall the page itself off the top of my head, but if you go to Asbury Park Dinner Table on Facebook, or at Asbury Park Dinner Table on Instagram, they have a direct link on their social pages. And beyond that, like, we're going to be posting that throughout the event and, you know, in the next week or so prior to the event. Just encouraging people to, like, help if they're able to. You know, like, there are people who still work right now, and there are a lot of service industry folks, musicians, artists, bartenders, servers, cooks of the like. So we're trying to just help everyone that we can in the interim.
Well, that's great. And actually, speaking of people that are out of work, you know, we did our first ever Jersey Rock showcase over at the Asbury Fest Hall and Beer Garden back in February, and it was an amazing time. And I saw on Facebook this week that there's a GoFundMe, or there's something to raise funds for the people from Fest Hall who are out of work. Can you tell us about that?
So our owners decided that would be a really good thing to like try and organize like a GoFundMe for like the Fest Hall employees, like front of house, back house, just trying to subsidize. Like, everyone's trying to file for unemployment right now, and anyone who's trying to do that knows, like, the pitfalls of it right now. We're at almost 10 million nationwide. I think we're hitting somewhere close to almost 500,000 in Jersey at the moment. So it's, like, an unprecedented amount of people applying for unemployment. Doesn't mean they won't get it, but it's not going to be their full wage, and there are other grants and subsidies that are starting to exist right now. But, you know, people got bills to pay, they have rent, mortgages, kids, so we're just trying to like offset that cost a little bit. And the whole thing with the At Home Fest is to try and also help extinguish any kind of fear, or at least help in some way, to like help people cover their bills.
I think it's going to help in a lot of ways, not just raising funds, but raising spirits. And I think it's great that what you guys are doing, it's happening this Saturday, April 11th. It starts at 5 o'clock, right now going till 10:30, but it says tentative on what I'm looking at. So maybe you guys will go a little bit later in the night. Now, we're going to rock a track from you that I actually played on the podcast back when all of this started happening, and I thought it was the most appropriate tune for the moment. Tell us about Gunshots and Bombs.
It's a song about growing up in Asbury and then relocating here later on, and about the semblance of the fact that, you know, while you can exist in a pretty comfortable life, depending where you live, like, you might hear some stuff that you don't want to hear. And, like, there's still gun violence. There's still gangs locally here in Monmouth County. But beyond that, like, the notion of the fact that, you know, we're not in the Middle East. We're not inundated with, like, IEDs and stuff like that. And it kind of started from that, like, watching the news and being like, all right, well, shit's really bad around the world, but it's also kind of bad here, but it's not as bad. So I guess it was trying to, like, take a perspective look at how bad is it locally and if we can still find hope and peace in that.
It's a great message. Chris Brown, don't miss At Home Fest. It's happening this Saturday, April 11th. From 5 till about 10:30 p.m. featuring 15 and even more awesome local artists. The link is right in the podcast page. So just scroll down, click on it, check it out. Chris, thank you so much for calling in.
Tom, thanks so much for having me. Thanks for everyone who's hopefully going to be able to tune in and donate to Asbury Park Dinner Table. They're doing a really wonderful thing for a lot of people who don't have a lot going on for him right now, but thank you for you guys supporting, and love you, man.
Hell yeah, bro. Same here. Let's rock that track. Here's Chris Brown with Gunshots and Bombs on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast.
First thing this morning, I turned on the news, saw the hope for the future hanging by a noose. The American dream's 6 feet under the ground. I'd swear that we learned to fly just to shoot a shit down. When I hear gunshots at night, I'm just laughing up bombs. I think the world would agree to hear nothing at all at the sins of our past. Wash away with the tide. Don't worry, baby, I'm right by your side. Religion and science are both constructs of man. Can't tell me what to believe and what I can't. We've gotta count on each other. With a little faith, hope, and love, we can maybe survive. When I hear gunshots at night, I'm just glad they're not bombs. I think the world would agree to hear nothing at all. Let the sins of our past wash away with the tide. Don't worry, baby, I'm right by your side.
be on your mind in the dark. Hi, bye, whatever you like when it all falls apart.
Bobby Mahoney and the Seventh Son. That's Nothing for Nothing on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. Check them out at BobbyMahoneyMusic.com. And don't miss Bobby Mahoney performing on At Home Fest. It's this Saturday, April 11th, a live streaming event to benefit Asbury Park Dinner Table. They're an organization helping those in need during these troubling times. Over 15 local musicians are involved, including Chris Brown, Scott Tobin, Zach Moyle, Doug Zambone, and Rachel Anna Topkin. More info on the Jersey Rock page at WRAC.com. That is it for this week's Jersey Rock podcast. Check the Jersey Rock page at WRAC.com every Sunday at 6 p.m. for a new episode. Or subscribe to the Jersey Rock e-newsletter through Club Rat and have it delivered straight to your email. Tune to Jersey Rock 95.9 The Rat every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night at 11:30. So your Garden State talent rock the airwaves. And if you're in a New Jersey band and would like to be featured on the show, email me at JerseyRock@WRAC.com. And if you're doing a streaming event, I especially want to hear from you. These days are tough, but they can't last forever. Stay safe, stay healthy, practice social distancing. And we can all look forward to live music returning in the near future. I'm Tom Hanley. Thank you for downloading this podcast. We are Jersey Rock on 95.9 The Rat.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.